What's up? What's going on, y'all? This is the Mrs. Lie, checking in with you guys for just 5 minutes to spare. Name of my 5-segment podcast that I will only record for 5 minutes, but this is just to give you 5 minutes to spare. If you need to get a daily dosage of inspiration, if you need somebody to relate to, if you need a method on how to handle a scenario, if you need to hear from me for 5 minutes to spare, then this is that podcast, but it's only for 5 minutes. If you need to turn it on in the morning as you head on in your way to work, if you need to turn it on during your lunch hour to get some type of uplifting or some type of solution to your problems that you may be facing that are similar, if you need something to hear on your way to sleep at night, if you need something to pick you up and motivate you to go and work out and kill that gym today, this is 5 minutes to spare. So clap it off for the start to a new podcast. Nothing that will be visually available. This is all audio. There is another podcast that I will be bringing out that will be fully visual, be much longer for you to be able to get deeper and deeper into the thoughts of Lie. But this podcast is specifically 5 minutes of your time. I just need 5 minutes to spare. All right, so anybody who's been watching me on Instagram has noticed that I did post a story this morning about taking time just for you to clear your mind to start your day. And a lot of you may be wondering, well, why did she post that, right? And why was that important and key to her to make a point today? The reason for that is that I woke up this morning with a lot on my mind, as I typically do, and I get up with an agenda already running through my head like a speeding train in the middle of the night, and it can't go anywhere but where it's supposed to go. However, then the negative thoughts seep in, and that is where I begin to doubt myself. I begin to think that I'm incapable of all of these things that God has put on my heart and desired for me to do, but I'm doubting myself. I'm second guessing myself. My anxiety speaks. I start feeling my heart race and I start sweating. I start having these internal pains because I'm saying to myself, no, I'm saying to myself, I can't. I'm saying to myself, this is too much. I'm saying to myself, that person doubted me. So what makes me think anybody else will believe in me? But I had to take a sec. I had to take 5 minutes to spare and go out in nature for a bit, go out and listen to music for a bit, go out and inspire myself to listen to the music that I've already started making to encourage me to keep going. And sometimes you need that one moment to remind yourself of what you're doing, what you're capable of doing, what you've been working on, and what you are going to achieve. It is okay to take 5 minutes, but don't give any more time to that negative thought, that doubt, that anxiety, because you only got 5 minutes to spare. And that's why I came out with this podcast. I really realize how busy we can be from day to day, whether we are starting a business, whether we are working for another company, whether we are trying to grow in our company, whether it's ministry that you function in, whether it's music, a clothing brand, whether it's a podcast, whether it's anything that you are feeling like you want to go after, you can do it. But it's okay to speak to those 5 minutes of doubt. It's okay to take 5 minutes to pay attention to what that feels like so that you can turn those thoughts into success, so that you can turn that doubt into victory. You are capable. You are able. Sometimes it's okay to take 5 minutes to spare. And so I challenge you today to think about, what is something I can do in 5 minutes when the doubt sits in? What is something I can do in 5 minutes to keep myself from going into that place of fear, anxiety, not realizing who you serve, not realizing who woke you up today? So don't you know you're capable of all things? But I know sometimes it gets hard. I struggle with it too. And that is what inspired me to come up with this 5 minutes of your time to give you something to work with. So I hope that this 5 minutes that I have been so honored for you to spare for me today will inspire you to keep going. Yes, you will doubt. Yes, you will fear. Yes, All of those things will take place. But if you just take 5 minutes to spare, if you just take 5 minutes to lift yourself back up in that moment, if you just take 5 minutes to do something that takes your mind in a better place so that you can get right back to what it is, because you've only got 5 minutes to spare. There's only 24 hours in a day. Take the 5 minutes, figure out what it is for you. For me, it's music. For me, it's being out in nature. For me, it's going for a ride. And for a while, I didn't think I had a right to figure out what are the things that I need just for 5 minutes to keep me going through my day. I thought I didn't deserve to figure out what it is that makes me calm, what it is that makes me happy, what it is that turns those negative thoughts back into positive ones. And it's literally taking just 5 minutes and doing those things. And you will come back with a better idea. Just like I did with this 5 minutes to spare podcast that I'm starting, you may come back with a better heart, a better light into your way of thinking, because you took 5 minutes. So just wanted to give you that this morning. I hope everyone is off to a great start to their day. I hope that the birds are chirping, because they are. I hope that the sun is shining in your world, because it is. I hope that your home is filled with love, because you have a home. I hope that you feel like you are provided for financially, because you do have a job or a business. Or if you don't have either, you have the ambition and ability to get out there and accomplish it. I hope you feel like you have family, because they do love you. And I hope that you remember who you are and realize that you are greater than even you have envisioned yourself today. I pray that you dream big. I pray that you move big. I pray that you move in big numbers, not little ones, big ones. Move with expectation. And I'm not trying to be a pastor. I know this can come off as preachy, but these are the things that helped me. I had to also learn how to take 5 minutes to slow my brain down and remember what I have. Look around. Think about somebody who may not have this one thing. If it's just that you have a home, that could be the one thing that somebody else doesn't have. If it's just the job, that could be a job that nobody has. And they still are on these streets putting their signs out by the road, hoping that somebody with a job, with finances, can bless them. Just slow down for 5 minutes and remember what you are capable of, what you are able to do, and what you have already accomplished. Thank you for tuning in with the missus, and thank you for just giving me 5 minutes to spare. Have a blessed day, and tune in for the next 5 minutes of your time. Thank you.